Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir in Mishnayos. We're learning right now Maseches Bavos, Mevamim Tzia, Leilui Nishmas, Chaim Baruch Ben Zavel, and Perel Bas Pinchas. And we're holding in Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey. Amekabel Sada Mechaver V'lo Asasa. Person accepts a field from his friend, which is the same thing we've been speaking about in many previous Mishnayos. He gets a field with a deal that he's going to be the one that works it. It's really owned by the person who gave it to him, and there's going to be a deal between them that he gives a certain percentage per season, per year, or a certain set amount of crops. So in this case, in our Mishnah, we'll see it's talking about a percentage deal. and he accepted the field, but the field didn't produce. To no fault of his own, but it didn't produce. In yesh ba k'dei lahamid kri, if there is in it enough produce to stand up a pile. The way crops work, apparently, is that at some point you smooth out a pile of crops, and it takes a certain amount of crops to be able to have enough to do that. He's still obligated to take care of that amount. Meaning, I guess, seemingly, if it makes a certain amount, if it makes less than this, if it makes too little, then there's no even need for the worker to keep his end of the deal working things. If it made this amount, though, he still has to work that amount of produce. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, my kids for the kri. Rabbi Yehuda objects to the shear. What set amount is there of the kri? A kri is a pile. It could be different amounts of produce make a pile. That's to be the amount of falling, meaning to say the amount that was planted in the field. So if there was still, if reduced amount, an amount of produce that will allow the field to be planted, we'll see what's going on with that, we'll see what that means exactly, then he would have to deal with the field. Okay, so what is happening here? Says the Rav. He accepts the field as someone who is working for a percentage deal, a half, a third, or a quarter, like an aris, a sharecropper. Lo asasa tivua elamaat. It didn't make any produce, only a little bit. Ubalo ha'aris from noam leisasek ba'od. The aris, the sharecropper, doesn't want to have to deal with the field anymore. She'ein ba k'dei tircho. Doesn't have, not producing enough that's worth his bother. So you say, imish ba kri. If there's enough to have a kri, what's that mean? La'asos mitivu asa kri. To make from that produce a kri. Sheish bo k'dei l'chasos harachas, has enough to cover a pitchfork, that's what that means. Shezarim ba tvo, that is used to winnow, I think is the English word, the produce, it's one of the third namelach zara. You take a pitchfork and you throw produce in the air. So if there's enough, that happened, that's a very small amount, but who karlus asaim. Apparently that's two saws worth. Chayv l'tapa ba al korcho. And he has to deal with it even against his will. So, I mean, to say that they bring in a reason for this that the Rav doesn't elaborate on, but they bring in the name of the Gemara that the Arius makes a deal to the field's owner in the shtar. We talked about the definitely of a shtar from previous mission we saw. And what he says to him is, I'm going to work this field, I'll plow it, right? And I'm going to do all the work necessary. And what he says, Ve'ezare, I'm going to winnow. I'm going to use a pitchfork and winnow the produce. And I'm going to take my percentage, etc. So, being that he says that, apparently enough to winnow was good enough. And that's what he writes. So that seems to be because there is this thing to do with the produce, he has to deal with it and do that action. So Rabbi Yehuda only objects seemingly to ma kitzva bakri. En kitzva zu ru'uya shiti sada gedola b'shir kri. So the katana b'shir kri. That measurement doesn't make any sense because you're going to have a small field that'll have a shir of a kri or a large field of a shir of a kri, meaning it doesn't accurately represent how little this field produced compared to what it could have produced. Yeah, and the amount you have to work a big field is obviously not comparable to the amount you have to work, the effort it would take to work a small field. So to say an amount that sits in a pitchfork doesn't accurately represent what went wrong with this field. So he says, if it has a shear of what he planted in it, then he has to deal with it. Meaning what to say, he planted a certain amount, and the media, like the measurement of that seed which he put into the field, right? So if it produced that amount, then you have to deal with it, and less. Seemingly, I guess, sometimes, I'm not sure exactly agriculture how this works, but it seems that sometimes you plant a certain amount of seeds, and it only produces, let's say, a one-to-one ratio, and each seed grows a small plant. And it could really have grown much more. See, it's going to produce more than that. That's seemingly what it sounds like, because the sheer masha zorah, but what does that mean? It means for every seed you grew something. So I guess normally a field does more than that, because it's the low amount. So that's what it means. If it only makes enough kenega each seed, it made something, so then you'd have to deal with it. That's already enough to deal with it. Says Mishnah Vav, a person accepts a field from his friend like the deal we're talking about, and locust ate it, locust swarm. Oh, nishtafor, I got flooded over. Imakas medinahi, if it's happening to everybody in this town, then he gets to knock off from the deal that he agreed to give to the Baal Sadeh a certain amount of produce. He can take off from that deal because, look, everybody around here got flooded, and it's not my problem, the sharecropper, it's your problem, the owner. I'm not going to give you anything. I'm not going to give you what I initially agreed to. Yeah, if it's not a makas medina, it only happens in this one field. Yeah, he can't knock off the field. We'll see, the svar will be that maybe you, the sharecropper, brought this about with your own mazel. Didn't happen to anyone else around here. If he accepted from him with money, we'll see what that means, then in any event, he cannot deduct from the agreed upon amount. So says the Rav here, this Mishnah is not like the previous Mishnah. This is a chakirus, which means sharecropping based on a set amount, not a percentage. Mishnayos seem to be basically alternating. The Gemara goes through and identifies, you know, which Mishnah must be. Some Mishnayos was obvious had to be one way or the other. So we said the case is that locusts ate it or it got flooded. Makas Medina, sha'ochol chagav. The locusts ate it, onishtafu rov sodos, or locusts ate most of the field, or most of the field got flooded. Shall Osa Medina of that province, of that area, or Osa Biko, or that valley where the fields are. So in that case, Menak, in that case, he can knock off from the agreed apart amount, because seemingly he could say that it's not his problem, it's not the sharecropper's problem. But in the case where only that field was affected, ain't a menaket. So Amar lo mazal chagarn, he'll say it's your mazal. The owner will say to the sharecropper, your mazal causes. Similarly, then the slur in the first part of the Mishnah was that he said, certainly not my mazal, me the sharecropper, because it happened to everybody around here, and all those other fields I have nothing to do with. And then Rabbi Yehuda comes in and says, if he accepted from with money, then benkach. Right, then in any situation, he does not knock off the money. What's it mean he accepted from money? So that chori means that the sharecropper accepted the field, and instead of agreeing to a certain amount of produce, he agreed to a certain amount of money. He has to give to pay a yearly rent, $100 a year. So in that case, benkach benkach, either way, he has to pay the full amount. Afilu hi makas medina eino menake, right? Even if it is a makas medina, he does not take off from the set amount he agreed to pay. Sha'al hamolus lo nigzer gezer. Whatever the gezer is, or whatever mazel caused it, there wasn't a gezer on money. It was a gezer on produce. If the gezer is on produce and we agreed I pay you in produce, so then I have to see who caused this gezer. Was it me, the sharecropper's mazel went bad? Was it the owner's mazel that went bad? But if the agreement was money, that was the gezer, had nothing to do with that. And for Rabbi Yehuda is saying that he has to pay him the full amount in any event. Says Mishnah Zayin. Amikabel sodem echavera ba'aseres korim. Yeah, a person accepts a field. What's the deal? Is to pay you 10 kor of chitim for a year. 10 kor of wheat. A kor, we're talking about the measurement of 30 saw. So it's 300 saw for the year. Lux, I mean, somehow the wheat got damaged in some sort of natural way. Usually it means that it withered or something like that. Nosim lo mitocho. He gives to him from it. Hayu chitah yafos, if the wheat came out very nice, lo yamalo harini lo keach min ashuk. He can't say that I'm just going to get from the shuk, meaning I want to keep these good weeds. I'm going to get regular wheat, like it should have grown, and give that to the baal karka, give that to the owner, and I'll keep the really good stuff. Elanos lo mitocha. He always gives from what is grown. Seemingly, for better or for worse, the Mishnah is trying to show, it seems, that he'll always pay what the field produced, not replace it with any other wheat. So says Rav over here. The Laksa says that the field, it was a amount-based deal, and the field's wheat got hurt somehow. Shayu achitim shdufos. It means that it was thin or withered. So nosim lo aseres koren shepasak imo. He gives him those 10 kores that he agreed with him. Mechitim shdufos alol from these withered stalks of wheat. Doesn't have to get anything better. Lo mati heyach lemei merle. The owner, the other one, cannot say to him, chitim yofos ko be'ina minach. I wanted only good wheat. He can't say that. The agreement was the wheat that this field grew. That's what he gives him. And the end of the Mishnah was saying, for the other way, that also that if it produces particularly good wheat, better than your average, So the sharecropper can't decide that he wants to keep that and give the owner stuff, regular quality stuff he'll buy from the shuk. It doesn't work that way. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.